Water. A Hawker fanfiction written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Clint comes home after a long night and takes a shower. When Clint came home that morning, he could barely walk anymore. He had messed his knee up again a few days ago, and from what it felt like, he should probably find a doctor he could trust not to throw him in jail or something worse. Clint tried not to make it worse as he stripped out of his cut-up tech suit and tried not to think about whether or not the blood on it was his or that of the guys he fought and killed that night. He took off his shoes and mask, his armored pants and vest, his undershirt and lastly his underwear, leaving all of them in a trail between his front door where he had dropped the duffel with his bow and the leftover arrows, and his shower. In the bathroom, Clint dropped his hearing aids on the counter and stepped into the shower, wincing as he put most of his weight on his bad knee and leaning against the shower wall for a moment before he turned on the water and let it run over his skin. It burned in every cut and every scrape, and opened up old wounds that had started to close over the course of the night or the last few days. But as the mixture of blood and dirt, of sweat and everything else he didn't want to think about started running down his body, it also washed away the tension. Clint didn't look down. He didn't want to look at himself, a body that didn't feel like himself, covered in the evidence of crimes he didn't want to commit. He just closed his eyes and focused on the water pattering on his hair and running down his skin. It ran over his face and head, down his back and over his chest. Clint took a deep breath, sighing both because of exhaustion and because he could finally take a full breath again without the restrictions of his binder. The archer turned up the heat, focusing on how it heated up his skin from his head and shoulder over his arms, chest and stomach, his back and sides, and down his legs. Clint's body hurt. His whole body hurt, and he couldn't count the lives he had taken over the last few years anymore. But right there, in that moment, as the water ran over him and washed the blood and for a moment even the pain away, it didn't matter. For just one moment, it didn't matter that he was a killer, that he could die out there every night, and that there was no one left who would even care if he did. For just one moment, it didn't matter that he was stuck in the wrong body, that he couldn't hear worse shit anymore, or that the only thing that was left that he was good at was killing. Quickly, discreetly, and most importantly, cheaply. It didn't matter, because in that moment, all that mattered was him, the water, and the heat.